Friday, April 12th, Liturgy of the Hours, Midday Prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Enter Midday Hymn. Help us, O Lord, to learn the truths thy word imparts, to study that thy laws may be inscribed upon our hearts. Help us, O Lord, to live the faith which we proclaim, that all our thoughts and words and deeds may glorify your name. Help us, O Lord, to teach the beauty of your ways, that yearning souls may find the Christ and sing aloud his praise. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Psalm 119. It was your hands that made me and shaped me. Help me to learn your commands. Your faithful will see me and rejoice, for I trust in your word. Lord, I know that your decrees are right, that you afflicted me justly. Let your love be ready to console me by your promise to your servant. Let your love come and I shall live, for your law is my delight. Shame the proud who harm me with lies while I ponder your precepts. Let your faithful turn to me, those who know your will. Let my heart be blameless in obeying you, lest I be ashamed. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, we know that your rulings are just ones, Lord, and so we ask for your mercy. Treat us gently, and we will not be put to shame. Psalm 59, rescue me, O God, from my foes. Protect me from those who attack me. O rescue me from those who do evil, and save me from bloodthirsty men. See, they lie in wait for my life. Powerful men band together against me. For no offense, no sin of mine, Lord. For no guilt of mine, they rush to take their stand. Awake. Come to my aid and see, O my strength, it is you to whom I turn. For you, O God, are my stronghold, the God who shows me love. O God, come to my aid, and let me look in triumph on my foes. As for me, I will sing to your strength, and each morning acclaim your love. For you have been my stronghold, a refuge in the day of my distress. O my strength, it is you to whom I turn. For you, O God, are my stronghold, the God who shows me love. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Lord God of power, you rescued your Son from the grasp of evil men. Deliver us from evil, and confirm our trust in you, so that with our rising we may sing of your power, and exult in your mercy at dawn. Psalm 60. O God, you have rejected us and broken us. You have been angry. Come back to us. You have made the earth quake, torn it open. Repair what is shattered, for it sways. You have inflicted hardship on your people and made us drink of wine that dazed us. You have given those who fear you a signal to flee from the enemy's bow. O come and deliver your friends, help with your right hand in reply. From his holy place God has made this promise. I will triumph and divide the land of Shechem. I will measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine and Manasseh. Ephraim I take for my helmet. Judah for my commander's staff. Moab I will use for my washbowl. On Edom I will plant my shoe. Over the Philistines I will shout in triumph. But who will lead me to conquer the fortress? Who will bring me face to face with Edom? Will you utterly reject us, O God, and no longer march with our armies? Give us help against the foe, for the help of man is vain. With God we shall do bravely, and he will trample down our foes. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Lord Jesus, all power and authority is yours. You have overcome the world. Give us courage when evil seems to triumph, and help us never to forget that you are with us to the end of time. Repeating the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. And a reading for this midday is from Galatians chapter 3, verses 27 through 28. All of you who have been baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with him. There does not exist among you Jew or Greek, slave or free man, male or female. All are one in Christ Jesus. And the responsory, the disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, when they saw the risen Lord, Alleluia. And our concluding prayer, let's pray. Father, in your plan of salvation, your Son Jesus Christ accepted the cross and freed us from the power of the enemy. May we come to share the glory of his resurrection, for he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.